Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery. You
got it! It's time for episode 605 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you've reached Checkpoint Training Camp. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, a.k.a. Sultan of Summer, a.k.a. Chart Linkletter, Howard Kramer. What's up, Star?
What's up, Chart Linkletter?
Hey, greetings, Chartist.
Greetings.
This is Guests Say the Darndest Things with Chart Linklater.
I saw you earlier as we were setting up. You pulled out a magnifying glass to look at your phone.
He's outing me. I got a magnifying glass to look at things like text in my phone and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And my nephew was in town last week, and I pulled it out to look at something. He goes, "Is that a magnifying glass?" And it just kind of dawned on me how non-normal that is. But I think it's better. It's better than those little glasses people wear. You know, those little spectacles, those little reading spectacles.
Reading glasses.
This makes it more like you're a detective on the case, you know?
I just like getting a glimpse, like every single activity or, you know, common action there, you got a new method for. You got like a Howard signature method going on.
Well, after you say that, I'm gonna standardly drink some coffee out of the mug.
I bet if we study that enough, there's something going on.
There actually is. It's got a yellow inside.
Okay.
You don't have any mugs like that. This is very rare.
Actually, that's true. Yeah. It's extremely rare.
Helps you see the liquid levels better. Hey, this is fascinating, but why don't we also meet our guest?
Let's do it.
Here he comes now. You know him from Comedy Bang Bang, Grand Crew, and Three Busy Debras. Welcome back to the charts, Carl Tart.
Oh my gosh. And y'all played my theme music. I'm so happy about it.
Hell yeah.
I'm so happy to be back. It's been way too long.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me. Can't wait to see what new phones Howard has added to the collection.
Yeah. And you know, thanks for remembering that. Actually got a Keeping Up with the Kardashians Mophie. That's new into the collection.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But they displayed those down at this place, the Vela Slavase Panorama. It's this museum downtown. They took possession of my phones, and they put them all in glass cases with descriptions and stuff. And that was on display for the last month.
Do you get paid for that?
No.
Paid in credibility.
Yeah, paid in credibility. Now it's a collection. Now I could bring it around to other cities and museums.
Hopefully, right, for pay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Thanks for remembering. Hey, congratulations. You're both going on tour together.
Thank you. Yes, the Comedy Bang Bang tour. I keep wanting to say Comedy Bang Bang World Tour, but it's not actually World Tour. It's
that might confuse.
Well, we are going overseas. We're going to Canada.
That's true. Oh, that's right, true. Yeah. they have a little bit of water, like in Vancouver, you got to go over.
Mm-hmm. That sea, you got to go over to get there.
Yeah.
And you'll be on the road at the same time as my nephew doing visuals for Rage Against the Machine. He's in Pittsburgh tomorrow night at the PPG Paint Arena. Are you guys going through Pittsburgh?
We're not.
I don't think we are, no.
No.
Wait, a Bang Bang tour that doesn't hit Pittsburgh. That's insane to me.
We're not hitting Philly, and I've heard some flack about that. So I don't want to face it. Yeah, the Philly fans are
well, I mean, that's PFT's hometown. How are you going to skip that?
I don't know. Maybe PFT is icing it out.
Whoa. All right, let us know how you feel about that, Philly. They're going to throw batteries at you if you roll through there.
I am Santa Claus.
Right on.
You're Santa Claus?
Yeah. That's who they like to throw batteries at.
Oh, right. Yeah. Santa Claus on the field. Hey, well, I'm excited you guys are getting out there. We'll be looking for some reports next week and beyond. But why don't we check out this week's music chart?
Let's do it.
Music. We used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What the heck's next? NFTs? Tunes. All right. I think NFTs are coming back. I think they've bottomed out. I think we're going to see a return.
You think we hit bottom?
Yeah. With NFTs, I think they've bottomed. Yeah. With crypto, right. I don't know. In general, I don't know.
I don't know. You think they'll come back as just more Bored Ape kind of things or like a different form?
Different forms. More important stuff. More important than pictures and
like Renaissance art.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got the Shazam chart. We're going to switch it up a little bit.
Very cool. Find out what people are listening to.
Right. Yeah. There's the most Shazam tracks in the United States this week. Coming in at number 5.
Number 5.
Post Malone featuring Doja Cat. I Like You, a happier song.
How do you not know who this is? Why would you have to Shazam this?
Right.
I mean, it's pretty good. Pretty signature sound. I'm not confused. Is that Tom Petty? I don't know.
I like Post Malone. Yeah. He always manages to squeak out a good album. He's a good artist. I think his persona makes you go like, oh, this guy again. Right. But he makes good music.
Could you see a lot?
I agree. And he's got a good voice.
Yeah.
It's
kind of denying it.
That Hollywood album or the last one he did, real strong. And this one too sounds like he's come up with more of a stuttering yodel kind of sound for this one.
Yeah, even stronger because he's been working on that for a while. I think he's finally mastered it.
Yeah.
He's mastered the yodel.
He's tweaked it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think in Italy they call him Post Maloney?
Wow.
Like provolone?
We got to look that up. You guys will be in Milan next month, right?
You're right. Bang Milan bang. With Comedy Bang Bangy.
Post Malone.
Post Malone.
I'm going to order that next time I hit.
Post Malone. Oh, I love you.
You got to order it that way, too.
That's a Malone.
For Malone.
Coming in at number 4.
Number 4.
We got Cardi B featuring Kanye and Lil Durk, I guess, with Hot Shit. I'm connected. I don't know what's longer, man, my blacklist or my checklist. I don't know what's colder, man, my heart or my necklace. Pretty when I wake up, I'm a bad bitch at breakfast. Still my slide on the op. Hating didn't work, so they lied.
How you not know Lil Durk's name, Britt?
Because it trails off in the title.
Oh. It goes
Lil D dot dot dot.
You thought it was Lil Duracell.
Lil Durst, comma Robert.
Yeah, exactly.
Little Fred Durst.
Fred Robert. I like how you went with Robert, not Fred Durst.
It's darker.
Yeah.
Scarier.
I saw some TikTok clip of Lil Biscuit. Limp Biscuit And it's funny to see them still going, like Wes Borland is still doing like the full weirdo get up playing guitar.
Kabuki mask weirdness.
It almost and then Fred Durst almost seems like he's trying to disguise himself as well. Like he doesn't want you to think of him as Fred Durst.
He's calling it like Dad Durst or something like that, where it's just like he looks like a high school coach or a dad or something. It's a weird choice for him.
It's a very weird choice. It almost feels like he doesn't want the audience to recognize him.
Yeah, or he's like playing, he knows they're going to call him an old man, so he's like playing into it.
Yeah. And then Wes Borland seems like he actively wishes he was in a different band, and that's why he dresses like that.
Well, you know, that's why they couldn't tour during a pandemic, because only Wes was the only one willing to wear a mask. Thank you, guys.
Very good, very good.
I never seen them.
And Slipknot thrived in the pandemic. They were ready.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Future featuring Drake and Thames with Wait For You. Pray for my demons, girl, I got you. Every time I sip on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere, nigga, going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself because you can't leave me alone. Gossip, get messy, it ain't what we doing.
We talk about how many records Drake has. Future's got to be right up there. Well, who's got more records? Yeah.
Drake probably still has more, but Future's got a ton.
Yeah.
He's surprising because he'll come out very... This one was probably the most publicized one since Dirty Sprite 2 or Dirty Sprite 3 because the title of it, I Never Liked You.
Right.
And which I think is a great title for the Toxic Boys.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. It was a stereotypical Future album, but that song right there is really good. And Thames is really making her way up. She's going to be on the Black Panther 3 soundtrack.
Right on. Okay. Where's she from?
Africa.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
And she's singing on there or rapping?
Singing. She's singing that hook.
Oh, okay. Right on. Yeah, it's a good collaboration.
Good collabo. Good collabo.
Good collabo. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Beyonce, Break My Soul. You won't 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 break my soul. I'm telling everybody. 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 Everybody.
People are excited. This album drops tonight, basically, at midnight tonight.
Yeah.
Big new album?
Big new Beyonce album, yeah.
Interesting.
There was an article about how the unusual thing about this album is that it's released in a conventional way.
Oh, like she hasn't just surprise.
She hasn't done some weird surprise or big drop. You
right.
know, everyone
Wonder
knows
why
about
that
it.
Is.
I don't know.
She, you know, she went for the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s house vibe on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About a week after Drake came out with his like complete house album and everybody shat on it so hard.
Right.
And that was pretty unfortunate because I really liked Drake's album. And
you liked even that Pee On Myself one? If I come around, you can I pee myself.
Yeah, I like Pee On Myself. and I think Beyonce telling people to quit their jobs is hilarious.
Oh, so. Yeah.
What is she doing?
She snuck that in there. She's like, quit your relationship. She's saying quit everything. Quit your job.
Ah, quit your job.
Yeah. Easy for her to say.
Everybody was like, Beyonce did exactly what Drake was trying to do. It's like, well, I mean, it's not that different. If I'm speaking honestly, I like that song and it's grown on me over the time. But at the time I was like Team Drake because I'm like, Drake actually kind of added something to the genre as opposed to just like taking the genre and doing the same thing, but also singing.
It's not as down the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. Beyonce's got such a strong voice that is like, you know, it sometimes takes away from some of the songs, I think.
The Chartists are coming after you.
Well, we had heard that Drake rushed that album out because he kind of maybe heard Beyonce's first and was trying to jump in on that sort of that vibe.
Right. That was the theory that one of our fans put forward, that maybe Drake released it early because we were thinking it sounded almost unfinished, and it was like maybe he heard, got word that Beyonce was also bringing that sound back, and so he put it out early, didn't want to be accused of ripping her off.
Yeah, but then he still got accused of it.
Yeah, so yeah, works. Nothing works. But I kind
of
like
that it was just one of our listeners, but I reported it as real news.
yeah, I know. I kind of like Beyonce's track. Like it, I don't know. I got almost like whiplash when I first heard it. Like she's just declaring that sound to be back. Like I didn't hear anyone else really do it.
Yeah, like a one woman.
I didn't really
campaign.
Hear the Drake stuff, I guess. But she's just sort of like, okay, this sound is in again.
It's so funny to me how that works, how it works to just, you know, the more popular people, Beyonce doesn't really, like, nobody really says they don't like Beyonce. I think it's kind of like,
right,
yeah,
illegal almost to say you don't like Beyonce. But mm-hmm. so many people say that they don't like Drake, even though so many people do love him at the same time. But watching that whole thing unfold and in the era of everybody's got an opinion, it was crazy to see that, like, just to see, like, man, these people, like, Beyonce could come in and fart on the mic. She could make a real Pee on Myself song, and people would be like, Beyonce's giving. It's giving.
Right? She's breaking barriers for us.
Yeah. Release your fart. Yeah. Release your piss. The I looked at some Beyonce studio videos the other day. I just, for some reason, got curiosity. Like, I want to see on YouTube if there's Beyonce recording these things in the studio, because what would that even be like on Beyonce's level? And then it was interesting to me to see some of it. It was just like her in what looked like a living room or a bedroom studio with just some guy sitting there, like not even studio. Like he always envisioned her world to just be $1 billion everywhere, like an impossible level of production.
Yeah. Questlove says she's very hard to work with in the studio too. Not hard to work with in a bad way, but like she's such a perfectionist.
Yeah.
That it's like it takes, like she doesn't let people get breaks.
I got that vibe. Like there's one part where she just goes,
that's how it started.
Hey, in my head, I can hear like an opera part in the back right there. And she just sings it perfectly off, like improvises it. Then she says, can I just do one more take to layer on top of that? Okay. Does it matches it exactly? And it's just 5 seconds, she does a full opera, like improv, and it's just the most perfect thing. Like, it's pretty impressive.
It's cool to see talented people.
Yep. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Kate Bush running up that hill.
Is this your opening music for the Bang Bang Tour? Are you guys going to come out to this?
Yeah. Scott's going to do like interpretive dance.
Yeah. For, you know,
15 minutes.
Yeah. A little spandex suit.
Yeah. Barefoot. Yeah. I didn't know this Kate Bush song until it started getting popping this year.
Yeah. Stranger Things.
Did you see that tweet that was like, Kate Bush running up that hill is the number one song? Where Russia is in like a weird war. Is it just 1986 all over?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I didn't know that until it started popping. I don't watch Stranger Things, but I'm a bigger fan of her other song. You know, It's Me, Kathleen, Come Home.
Oh, what's that one about?
So go again and then. What is that song called? It's me, I'm Kathleen, I come home.
Have you known that song for a while?
Yeah, I knew that one for a while.
Oh, that's Wuthering Heights.
Wuthering Heights.
That's Wuthering Heights, yeah, that one's
it's
good.
It's me, I'm Kathleen, I come home.
That's the one, yeah, her voice is really squeaky and high in that one, right? Yeah. You know that Johnny Rotten is like a huge fan of Kate Bush. Yeah. There's a lot of footage of him going like, oh, he's like, I remember when that came out and my mom said it was like a bag of cats, you know, on mic. And he heard it, he was like, there's something happening. Like, that's different.
You know, he gives it up for nobody.
He gives it up. Yeah. Like pretty persuasively.
Maxwell covered her song, This Woman's Work. And I do believe that his version is superior just because he's
interesting.
You gotta listen to it. You gotta see what he brings.
Running Up That Hill or the other one?
This Woman's Work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I bet I like his better because, I mean, I knew about that song back in the day. I didn't like it. It's starting to grow on me a little bit now just because it's got a new context to it. But yeah, I went 25 years without liking that.
Maxwell put a little flavor on it, and it was like his version is the one that like grew up with. Yeah. Also,
I haven't heard of Maxwell in so long.
He's just
doing
like
some
too.
Aaron Neville with it.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. It's like original key.
Hard on, he said.
Are you crying in your car when you listen to this?
Oh, yeah. Either crying in your car or you think that's what making love is. So
slow jam.
In the making love scene of Love and Basketball, when they first hook up, when they take each other's virginities. Well, he was already having sex. She was a virgin, but they played that song. And that's what you always think about if you were a kid watching Love and Basketball.
And a lot of movies like that, like in the 90s, those lovemaking scenes were so over the top that way. Set a standard. It was like crazy. It's like you got to bring Ice Cubes. Usually. You got to put on like Barry White.
Real slow thigh rubs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
You got to have like neon lights in your bedroom.
I feel like White Men Can't Jump had something like that, right?
Oh, they had the Ice Cubes.
Cube. I remember that leaving an impression.
It's great figuring out where you guys learned about sex from. Love and Basketball and
only basketball movies.
Right, was that number one?
That was number one, yeah.
All right, congratulations to Kate Bush. Is she alive to enjoy this?
She's still alive. Yeah. She's alive, but I think she's kind of reclusive.
She must be a little bit odd. I can see her like, you know, jumping on Fallon to sing it in her 70s or whatever.
Right.
She better bring her ass out, making all this money.
She should. yeah, show yourself.
She makes it rain on stage while she sings the song. All right. Great job, everybody. We'll be right back with the movie chart.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey, how many pairs of sneakers you got? That's a lot.
Yeah, I donate them. I do a big dump every now and then. Dump.
Well, you just
to Sela.
The stuff that doesn't make the cut?
Yeah. Stuff that's worn out.
Oh, stuff you wore too many times?
Yeah, because I buy shoes the way I do now because growing up, my mom never bought me new shoes. Mm-hmm. And except for like 3 times a year, back to school, Christmas / my birthday, which is 10 days apart.
Mm-hmm. And, you got ripped off.
Yeah. And then like maybe a summer pair. And so now like, that's like my, definitely like my trauma guilty response pleasure. I get a pair of shoes anytime I want. And I'm not like some like big collector that I got to get like, I got to get these. I'm going to stand in line for these new Yeezys. No, I just buy what I like. But when I go to the mall, I see a pair of Air Force Ones, and I'm like, oh, that's a cool colorway. Yeah, I'll take those.
It feels good because you're like, I am an adult now. I can have these.
I still feel like behind on that feeling of like, God, I really can just afford new shoes right now. Like, I'm just still stuck in that mentality. Like, no. You only get new shoes every few years. Yeah. You know, just
you
run
only got
these
2 feet.
Ones. Yeah.
Like, no. Nah, man, I want to have shit. Like, Mm-hmm. I got a couple pairs sitting around. I honestly, I probably have too many at this point, but I.
The fact that you can let some of them go is a great sign. It shows you're not hoarding them.
Nah, yeah. I'm hoarding them a little bit. I'll be honest. Like here's the newest. Here, let me turn this.
Oh, in the box, in the paper.
Oh, whoa!
The Royal
Jordans.
The Royal Jordans.
Damn. Jordans. Damn. Are those tip-toeing. New?
Yeah, I like those.
Tiptoeing in my.
How many Jordans do you got?
I got a lot. I got a few pairs of Jordans. I got probably.
Is that what you got the most of?
Nah, Air Force Ones I got the most of. That's my favorite shoe.
Yeah.
The Air Force Lows. Because with those, I'm probably being irresponsible with those. But like, once the whites get beat up a little bit, it's like, I can't wear these. With a cool outfit no more.
It's just like the Nelly song.
Yeah. not with a cool outfit. If I'm just running to the bar and I just throw on like some jeans and a t-shirt, then I can put those on. But if I'm going
white on white to a bar?
Yeah, once they get beat up. I don't wear
once they get beat up. Yeah.
The newest ones.
Right on.
But once that toe creases and that heel starts to get like uncleanable and those laces, then it's like, all right, yeah, these are just my everyday. You know, mm-hmm. might get on a skateboard with these on.
Yeah, you could do push-ups in them. Keep
creasing
them.
I will never forget that feeling when the 1990 Air Jordans came out. I don't know what the name for them is, but I've seen that they are, you know, some of the top sought-after ones still.
Sounds like the threes. 1990 is probably the threes.
They were
Or fours.
It's just the coolest things we had ever seen. We just wanted them so bad. And it's kind of interesting that, like, history has proven us right in those days because I was like a kid.
Actually, 1990 might be the fives. I got a few pairs of fives in there.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're the four or five.
Hey, if we're talking 1990 and sneakers, I think that was the first year of Seinfeld.
Really?
Yeah.
He wore Jordans. He wore Jordans on there.
Yeah.
Did he? I know. Yeah, I remember George having those.
He wore a lot of like Reeboks Nikes. Too. It looked like.
Right.
Hey, well, we're back. I'm H. Michael Cray. I'm here with my guest Carl Tart
and Brett Morris.
Hey, and this is the Movies Chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Movies. Still true.
Right on. True.
Let's find out if these movies are going to get cooking again. What's going on? If people are still coming back to the box office.
All right, here we go. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Top Gun Maverick. This one's legit because I think it was truly only in theaters. Like a lot of these, I think it.
Yeah, he purposely streaming. Wanted people to see it on the big screen, so he held it back for theaters.
And it's sticking around at number five. Like it will not leave these charts. So,
well, I remember with the first one, like you know, old white guys and dads, even back in the day, were going to see it multiple times. Yeah. So I'm sure that this got a lot of those repeated viewings as well.
I heard it was pretty good. I didn't see it. I did, however, work with one of the cast members.
Oh, yeah?
Right before it came out, Jay Ellis. And he was telling me that they all had to go through like real military pilot training. And so I was like, so you just know how to like fly a fighter jet? And he was like, yeah, I do.
Wow. Whoa.
Like he knows how to fly a plane. Like
damn, like that's a lot of training.
Yeah. Like he was like, I don't have all the hours written like necessary to do it, but I know how to do it.
Whoa. My agent back in the day tried to get me a part on Band of Brothers, HBO. And he's like, if you get the part, you got to go through 6 weeks of basic training. I was like, well, forget it then. And it didn't even go.
You turned it down.
Yeah.
Count me out.
Not doing no war for 6 weeks.
I cannot imagine you in Band of Brothers.
It was like that Italian guy role. There was like a Brooklyn-y Italian guy.
Post Malone?
Yeah, Post Malone.
he said they had to go through crazy training. They like dropped a helicopter in a big ass pool of water, and they had to like get out with, and it was like completely dark. And they had
get out
within like 30 seconds or something like that. Like they had to make sure everybody got out of it. It was, I was just like, bro, I mean, for a movie, that's CGI a lot. Me.
Isn't that just like, at that point, isn't that just kind of like for the story of it? Like, do they really need to train you for that?
I just don't love acting enough. Money.
That's exactly what I've said. Like, what? I'm going to go through real trauma to portray trauma on screen. That means I went through trauma. Like,
That's not acting at that point. Yeah, that's just doing it.
Yeah. I wonder, that's kind of, I mean, like, if they put Tom Cruise through that, I mean, the insurance, I mean, it's got to be incredible.
Right. He's the one that suggested. He's the one that wants
it's
to do it.
It's probably all from him. Yeah.
It's probably him paying. He wants people to have a real feel for it.
It's weird.
But I guess it did come through on screen. Kudos to that crazy son of a bitch.
For Tom risky Cruise. Business, he made everyone train, you know, sliding across the hardwood floor.
In their underwear.
The whole crew, yeah.
A lot of busted elbows. Trying to catch yourself. A lot of broken wrists.
Yeah.
Coming in at number knees. Four?
Number four.
Where the Crawdads Sing.
Get out of here. One way or the other. In town, they tell the story of the marsh girl, the one who grew up alone in the wild. But they never really knew me. Like most stories, the facts don't weigh into it.
Yeah, it's horror. Ooh, the marsh girl.
Yeah, the marshlands of North Carolina.
Where they say crawdad. Where I'm from, we say crawfish.
Oh, okay. They're the exact same thing?
Oh, yeah. No, that's interesting. I never thought same about it. They're the same thing?
Yeah. Checking my phone screen here.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I made that.
You love them.
You did? How'd you do it?
That's beautiful.
Big old pot.
Yeah.
You put the mud bugs in the pot, cut them
mud
up.
Mud bugs.
Cut up some tomatoes, some potatoes, crab and seafood boil, different seasonings, shrimp, corn, and you just boil it.
How many you put in there? It's like a hundreds? A
few pounds. Yeah.
And
like 25 pounds.
Is that all for people to just eat that day? Or does something like that keep overnight?
No, that's to be eaten that day. And it usually is eaten that day. Once it's done, you take the pot and you just dump it out on a big table. And everybody just comes up and grabs.
I love that.
I love it too. Hey, there's a pretty good Cajun place in the Grove, Farmer's Market. Do you ever eat there?
Oh, I think I have actually.
I haven't eaten at the one at the Grove.
It's actually pretty good. I mean, I don't know compared to you, probably know better than me, but it's pretty good. It's been there a while. Hey, check out our Who Charted brand Cajun seasoning at the Chart Mart. We got to start branching out into products.
Yeah,
that we talk
old
about.
Cray. Old Cray seasoning.
Old Cray. I
like that. We got the Chart Mart over at whochartedpod.com, by the way. Check it out. One of these days, we should just put seasonings.
Mm-hmm. You know, we can really do that.
Just load it up. Could we?
I make my own rub when I barbecue.
Please.
We can make a Cajun seasoning.
Right on. Promote it on TikTok. Sell some bottles of it.
Yeah, I can make a mustard. It's been a while.
I can make a... A tadpole sauce.
Tadpole sauce.
You can chop that if you need to. That might not be true. Trying to think of what I could make.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Good night. Good night.
Yes, yes, yes. Good night.
I still can't get over that the Eminem song's in that trailer.
Craziness.
Is that what that was?
Yeah.
Lose Yourself. Mom's Spaghetti. Speaking of foods, he's got his own ghost kitchen, Mom's Spaghetti. That he sells pasta up there, I think, in the Detroit area.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's very true.
Oh, wow, right now, like
Mom's Mom's Spaghetti, yeah, he's got a ghost kitchen.
Have wow. y'all ordered food off of the delivery services and it end up being ghost kitchens?
Yes, and it's shit.
It's always shit. And it's
really,
I bought, speaking of Cajun food, I got a shrimp po' boy from a ghost kitchen on Postmates, and it came. I bit into it and I was like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
There's a fucking bread tie in my
what?
Yeah.
Oh,
I got my money back.
I know. They don't necessarily tell you that it's a ghost kitchen, but they often have stupid ass names.
Yeah.
Like just something somebody.
You would think they would be pretty good because they don't have to worry about service. They just worry about making food.
But it's crazy because I've even sometimes rolled the dice and been like, okay, how bad could a quesadilla be right now? I'm just super hungry and I need this. And it's like they'll fuck up a quesadilla so bad I can't even eat it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Ghost kitchens. I got some wings one time, bit into it, still pink on the inside.
Oh, no, that's a health issue.
Yeah,
and you can't that's even bad. Like picture it being made at the restaurant. You're like, I don't know who made this and where they made this.
Exactly. You know? And it costs so much.
Yeah. That's shady.
Lame. Ghost kitchen nightmares.
So what? So they go by like a bunch of different names, right? They can just operate sort of in the shadows.
Yeah, they can just decide on a brand name and just make it in some kitchen,
just
some
like that
industrial
night.
Kitchen somewhere. Yeah,
right. And then when people hate it, it's like the next night. Okay, now we're
like they could have been called like Luigi's Pizza, and then the next they get bad reviews. They just change it.
That's such a loophole. It can't be legal. It's crazy.
I feel like Postmates got to do something to regulate that.
Yeah.
Maybe they do.
Like it's crazy.
You can't be a different business every night.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Marvel Studios Love and Thunder. Thor Love and Thunder.
Kids, get the popcorn now. Let me tell you the story of the space Viking, Thor Odinson. He was no ordinary man. He was a god. After sailing planet Earth for the 500th time, Thor set off on a new journey. Well, he got in shape.
Sweet child of mine back there.
Sweet child of mine, yeah.
I don't know. I watched this with the sound off in 2026. That's when it's going to filter down to me.
At a bar?
Yeah, at a bar. Yeah, they got the sound off.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of movies that way back in Austin. I was like, what is this thing? That looks cool. Then you go home and watch it. But this one, people aren't excited about it. These Marvels, they haven't had a good little run lately.
There I was definitely this. Could do without. Yeah. I'm not going to watch it.
I mean, it's still number two on the chart, so they're never going to fail, you know.
The nerds are out there, and you know what? You guys are going to run into a lot of them. You're headed out on tour, Comedy Bang Bang World.
That's true.
There is crossover with the comic book.
I have noticed that criticizing these comic book movies is real dicey with podcast fans.
Yep.
You don't have a friendly audience there.
No. It means a lot to you, gang, but hey. You know.
I mean, I'm happy for all the people that are just so happy with these because this just must be the golden years of your life. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you're just passionate about it and all of Hollywood is just oriented to make you happy every single year.
Yeah, they feel just great. Make 10 movies for you every year.
Every single year. The best movies of your life.
Why do you need
to like everything
one?
These fools like?
Yeah.
I'm the same way.
I just don't like them. I just don't like them. I'm open to liking them.
I like the good ones. Don't make the same one over and over and over.
Yeah.
I will see Black Panther because I think a lot of my friends are going to go watch that.
Sure.
And so I'll go to the movies and watch that just for the experience.
For sure, yeah.
And I think I don't know what your number one movie is, but once you say it, I think I probably have seen it.
Okay, I bet you have too.
If it is what I think it is.
I bet it is that. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope, yep. What it's like the E-40 song. Nope.
That today, you'll leave here different.
Pops.
I'm talking to you.
So, I haven't seen it yet. Obviously, we can't spoil it. But what did you think in general? Did you like it? Live up,
you know,
to the hype?
This is not good podcast fodder. Yeah. But I will say I'm going to hold off until you guys have seen it.
Okay. Fair.
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you.
You're not even going to tell us how to think.
I'm not going to tell you how to think. I'm not going to tell you anything about it.
Just okay. Go in with an open mind. Go in
with an open mind. And I would love to hear y'all's opinions on it. Even if you bring me back just to talk about this movie, I would love to hear y'all's opinions.
Really? I'd love to do that.
Okay.
I got a special event.
I hope I can see it before the tour.
Oh, we can talk about it the whole tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every morning. I'm going to come knock on your hotel room door. What's up, man? No.
Oh, damn. I'll probably be up already working on last night's show on the podcast. All right. Well, that's the movie chart. But Nope went right to number one. So that's cool.
I'm excited about that. That may drag me back to the theaters.
Yeah.
So we'll find out. And we will be right back with the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks. We'll see who did better, us or Shazam. Probably going to be us.
I guess that's the people. Shazam really is like the people's chart.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't know who Post Malone is, I mean, if you need to use your Shazam on that, come on. That's like wasting a lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Howie's pick, Megan Thee Stallion, Pressurelicious. Pressurelicious.
I'm worth it. Thick look better in person. Hair nails match my Birkin. On black hoes keep lurking.
Real hot girl shit.
Yeah, this pussy bomb. Explosive. It's soaking. I slow this. I'm stomping on hoes so motherfucking hard. I'm knocking out more of your tokens. Yo, bitch, she regular. I'm hot. Be careful. She average. I'm pressure. Yeah, I'm pressure. I'm pressurelicious. Yeah. I'm pressure. I'm pressure. I'm pressurelicious. Yeah.
She pressurelicious and I crave.
And I crave it.
You crave it.
I like that guy in the in the background.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's being dominated.
It's a good spot to have on a record.
I crave it.
I crave it.
That's good. It's goes hard.
It goes hard. She went hard at Coachella. Lot of cheek.
A lot of cheek.
A lot of vocals.
I wonder what Megan Thee Stallion will be like in, you know, old age, her elder career.
I think it'll be a lot of cheek.
Still a lot of cheek.
Yeah. I mean, when you got like Madonna, right? She liked to be sexy back in the day. She's still trying to do it.
She's still clinging to it.
When it's part of your identity, it's part of your identity.
Yeah.
The funny thing is Madonna is almost leaning harder into that than she almost ever did. Like for a while, she was just sort of being the artist type, you know.
I think
like
her kids were paying attention. Now they're out of the house. They got their own lives. She's
that's
back
funny.
To being a
that's
freak.
Funny. All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
This is my first pick. This is Hot Chip with Eleanor.
Right on. Upbeat, peppy.
Kinda cool. Yeah.
It's the first time I heard distorted bass in like a pop synth song. You know, like, like we heard it in a lot of rap songs.
Totally.
They would seem like they're pushing it into the red a little bit there.
Right. Maybe wait for the remaster, clean up the bass, then I'll listen.
They put together quirky synth pop, those guys.
Yeah, it's like synth pop with like a John Lennon singing over it.
Mm.
Are you friends with them, Brett?
No, I'm not.
That's his way of saying, oh, this must be a...
Yeah, this must be a favor for your friends.
They're your friends.
So you know those guys, right?
They're on your label, right?
They're your brother's band?
Yeah. You're getting them signed.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Carl's song. This is Burna Boy with Last Last.
Nothing to discuss, cause I did win by default and without any doubt. Oh, I'm a me happy adult. Oh, I no go feed the girl. I no go feed the girl is out. Oh, I'm a mind as you did talk. Oh, I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulated my love. Oh, I know holy and I know that kepo like the Baba Frayo.
I love this.
There you go. That's got a summer vibe to it.
Yeah, that's a good summer song. So when I first heard it, what I loved about it the most is the sample, which is a Toni Braxton song called He Wasn't Man Enough for Me.
Okay.
Which came out in the early 2000s. And
I was not dating her at the time, if anyone's wondering.
Oh, is that, I thought you was with her at the time.
Yeah, after that, so it couldn't have been me. Yeah.
I thought there was a love triangle between you and Grant Hill.
Sprite, baby. Yeah. Sprite All-Star.
But yeah, I like that one because I like that sample look quite a bit, and I think they flipped that sample pretty cool, and left in some of her riffs in the background. Mm-hmm. So that's like so cool. Yeah. She still gets some money off that song. I think that's dope. And also the choir, like the homie choir effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it works, and sometimes the homie choir works. Sometimes and sometimes it doesn't.
Choir. It's like the Greek chorus, like they're just playing that.
Yeah. Yeah, the homie choir in the background where they're all singing the same note. No harmonies. There's another song that's out right now by Division called If I Get Caught, which is a very controversial song because it's about cheating. Uh-huh. But he has a homie choir on that song. And sometimes the homie choir just don't quite hit for me.
Right.
But in that Burna Boy song, I like the homie choir because it feels like very reminiscent of like, you know, like African, like,
yeah,
chants and stuff like
totally.
That.
Totally.
So I think that's cool on that one.
That is cool. It's so weird with sampling. Like, it so goes to your background. Cause like, I don't know a lot of R&B. So it's like, I would never know that sample. You know what I mean? But then if it's like some weird old Osmond's Brothers song, then I know it. So
it's just like a yo-yo. He sampled just like a yo-yo in the hook.
Oh, he did?
The homie choir.
Whoa.
No, I'm just playing.
Have you ever? So Burna Boy, I'm seeing, is Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen 90 Day Fiancé? Do you ever watch that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
With Soulja Boy on it?
Oh, yeah. Dude, that guy is
such a grifter in it. He keeps trying to marry these like really like old sort of trailery like white
Soulja
women.
Soulja Boy?
No, it's not Soulja Boy. It's Soulja Boy.
Oh.
And he's like a Nigerian like R&B guy. But he just keeps coming back on this show trying to date more American women.
He's like Trump supporting like women out of like deep Georgia that want to date him.
It's
the weirdest shit to me.
That is weird.
And he flies them out to Nigeria and he goes like, hey, come here and you can be part of my music video and stuff like that. So it's like he's getting all this promo out of it. And the show just keeps rolling with it.
And he's a younger guy.
Yeah, he's a much, much younger guy. Yeah.
That's a common scam, isn't it?
Well, I kind of respect it because it's really just, it's like, it keeps working.
It's got a musical element.
It's like, why wouldn't you just go for another season, like find another?
Yeah. I just need new old ladies for my music videos. Like, it's a job. Come on.
Yeah, and all of his friends are around him, like in the show going like, man, what are you doing? Like, come on, like focus on the music.
There are people who pop up on my TikTok that are looking for people like that. Like that are just like, good morning to all the Nigerian men. If you have seen
this,
I'd like you to, I'd like to find a husband. This is what I have to offer. This is my house. I live in Zanesville, Georgia.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And
then do the guys just do it as a scam or do they actually come over and become husbands?
I think sometimes I think it's legit. Sometimes.
I think it's mostly a scam, probably. Yeah. Like, you know, they're like, all right, I got to, you know, sleep with this woman for a couple of years and then I'm all set.
Right. Right.
Earning it.
Yeah, but like you said, they're throwing themselves at them. So it's not, it's like less of even a phishing scam at that point. It's like they're the ones trying to get them.
Yeah. I have, you know, I have my stable of old ladies, but I don't charge them. I just, I just want to bring them joy.
That's very nice of you.
You think those Nigerian guys get emails from like, hi, I'm a middle-aged woman in Georgia.
Yeah.
And if you wire me $2 million, like, I'll wire you this money.
Right. They're like, God damn it again.
Yeah.
Imagine the guy who gets scammed by the old lady back there. Like just how hard his friends laugh at him. He's screwed.
All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
This is something I didn't see coming. I heard this on the radio today. Howard, you'll appreciate this. This is David Lee Roth and the guitarist John Five.
Okay.
There's a song about Van Halen, and it's called Nothing Could Have Stopped Us Back Then Anyway.
Wow.
It's kind of a slower acoustic song, but it's interesting.
We cried, we threw the television off that balcony. That memory means so much to me. No doubt in me, I do believe that no one listens to both sides except the neighbors. Fine art of compromise. Happy losing half of mine, 'cause she'll lose her half later. First taste of being victim of the very songs I sing.
It sounds like it sounds like Van Halen, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah. That's perfect.
Wild. It's weird. I mean, didn't he announce like a few months ago he was retired? That was it? Or is that just from live performing?
I think he did announce that, but this might be an outtake from something from last year. Or he's got another new one that I want to show you on Two Charted. So
right. So, I mean, it's like, it's kind of just like hearing him do a monologue, you know?
Yeah. But that's hilarious to hear you say Van Halen, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
When I hear that, it does sort of remind me, like, even if you put David Lee Roth in a band like that, like a really quiet folk trio, he would still just clutter it all with his Rothisms.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when the original Van Halen fans that knew them just for playing music, when Roth came in, they were like, well, this guy's a clown.
Right.
Yeah.
In the first line, he's like, I remember us throwing that TV off the balcony. That meant so much to
me. Much to me. What a poignant.
Yeah. I wonder if that still happens. You think they still trash hotel rooms?
I don't think so, because it's like now they track you. They ban you from the whole chain.
Right.
Yeah, you can't rip that TV off the wall. Do nothing to it. Usually,
should we try that? Should we try that in our next stop?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You guys are heading out. Hey, what's your first tour stop?
It's Minneapolis, I think.
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Minneapolis.
Minty Apple List?
Minty Apple List.
Minty Apple List.
That sounds like a ghost kitchen nightmare as well.
We're starting in Prince World.
Oh, you are right on.
We all are playing Prince on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah.
Doing that at Paisley Park.
Yeah. Actually, Scott would love that. I think Prince is probably in his top three.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're doing Minneapolis, and then we're doing Madison, Wisconsin. I've never been there.
Right.
Then Chicago, then St. Louis, then we're doing a Texas run. Europe, oh, very of the cool. Woods.
Very cool. Big week ahead. Check that out. Get tickets. Go check it out. Also check out my nephew Against the Machine. They'll be in Raleigh on 731 DC on the 2nd and 3rd. You guys have conflicting dates. I think it's going to be a breeze for you.
Okay, great. Yeah, that would be tough to go after Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah. The just Rage, like a little bang, improv bang show.
Like, yeah. Okay, just put four stools on the stage now. And,
yeah.
Yeah. All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's other pick. This is Matt Mason with Blood Runs Red. Another acoustic guitar.
I don't need nothing but truth. Double the whiskey and shake. I'm feeling further from you. Feeling the weight of my weight. I'm losing count of the states. Running for 43 days. Anything but an escape. I can keep up with the pace. Father, father, let me figure it out. I'm gonna swim in the thick of it now. I can't even tell the difference now. As the sun comes up, shining down on the tin, I did too much living and I'm dying again. I guess I lost my head at the Holiday Inn. But my blood runs red. My blood runs red.
Is this Imagine Dragons?
I thought it sounded like that too. This is a really weird way I found out about this song. This is a guy from Austin. That's why I played it. But I was listening to Austin FC, Austin soccer game on the radio. And then they just kept playing this song.
Yeah.
And he talks about driving down the 10. So it's like, this is weird. It's like, is he on Austin FC's label or something like that? McConaughey, he is a owner of the team and he's put out music before with different artists. But anyway, I just played that one because it just came to me from such a weird avenue, which was like just listening to soccer on internet radio.
Yeah, I'd never heard that before. You said McConaughey owns the team?
He's a part owner, yeah.
Like, I didn't know that.
Will Ferrell owns the LAFC,
right?
Part owner, and they get like, you know, celebrity owners to help out promotion.
Coming to Chartmart.
Yeah, soccer team. Into the Chartmart.
Everybody gets a free container of seasoning.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right. With your
free Cajun seasoning at the Chartmart. And a Hooch Energy beverage. We'll give you one of those.
Nice.
And pick up some of our other products. Star and I will be on the register.
That's right.
Hey, Carl, thanks so much for coming in. Anything else you want to send the listeners to?
Hey, listeners. First of all, thanks for having me. Number one.
Of course.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
The best. I always love coming on here. It's always fun.
Love having you.
Beyond that, just check out The Flagrant Ones, patreon.com/TheFlagrantOnes. You know them. You love them. Hayes Davenport, Sean Clements, myself. Join us. Join our movement. We're starting a cult.
Okay.
Join it. And then if you don't want to join that cult, then listen to XOXO Gossip Kings on wherever you get your podcast. I don't know why I was going to say somewhere else. Wherever you get your podcast, this is a HeadGum podcast, but XOXO Gossip Kings, me and my good buddy Lamar Woods are rewatching all of Gossip Girl. Oh, not even rewatching. Shit. I'm watching it live. I'm in real time.
Oh, you never saw it before?
I never seen it. Okay. I never seen it.
What are you up to now? What season and all that?
The end of season two. We're wrapping up season two.
Okay. How many are there?
Like five.
Five of those.
It's going to be a long time.
Okay.
So join us now.
Do you watch them on DVD? How do you watch them?
No, I watch on HBO Max.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and then if I'm out of town, I gotta load up the old Amazon and buy it. I was in Canada. I had to buy the episode off Amazon.
Yeah, see, I'll find
overseas,
it for you.
You know,
Amazon.cn or something.
CA.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll find it for you on DVD. I'll tell you which seasons are picture disc and which are not. Yeah. We'll go deep into that.
But I'm sure they got it at Amoeba.
Yeah, they got it at Amoeba. I got store credit there if you need me to go pick one up.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Right on. And hey, check these guys out on the road. They're going to create the comedy right there for you in your locale. So check them out as they come to you. Meet them halfway, gang. Check out Rage Against the Machine. And check out haveasummit.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD. Check out Grift Horse, Drop Date Duel. And we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.